Well, actually, MONUSCO is only adding its voice to the many voices already raised that talk about some concern following the proclamation of the result of the election that took place here in the DRC on the 28th of November. Some observer missions, some NGOs, and some observer national and international, as well as some foreign governments, have raised some concern about what we could term as some significant irregularities noticed in the result process.
How soon does MONUSCO want the Electoral Commission to address some of these concerns expressed by a team of people or a number of groups, including participating political parties?
Well, technically, after the results of the elections or the candidates, they have 2 days to log in their reservations to the Supreme Court. And I think they have up to Monday to do so. And then after that, the Supreme Court has 7 days to give its position and give the final result. So actually, it's not up to MONUSCO, it's to the Supreme Court to decide on those issues if they are raised by the candidate.
Munubai, there have been concerns that opposition supporters might begin demonstrations this week to protest what they call voter irregularities. Will MONUSCO be involved to ensure that peace is restored and that their planned protest does not degenerate into violence confrontation with security agencies in the country?
Well, public demonstrations are the rights of the population, as long as it's peaceful. And we in MONUSCO, we can only encourage the government and the police and all the security and law enforcement agencies to exercise restraint in the control of this demonstration if those demonstrations have to take place. But it's the right of the people to demonstrate. We hope this is going to be peaceful and that it will not become violent. If they want to use peaceful demonstration as one of the ways to express themselves, I think this is their right. All we are hoping for is that this is going to be peaceful and no violence will come out of the demonstration.
MONUSCO engaged in a number of training programs for some of these security agencies and policemen ahead of the election. Would you expect these trained individuals in the security agencies to help in this directive?
Well, this is our hope, because the police forces that we train, they are trained in the use of non-lethal weapons. And we hope that they are going to be the ones to be used to control those demonstrations. And it's our hope that if it is those tools that are being used to control the demonstrations, then not going to be any, I would say, violence from the law enforcement side. So this is our hope, and we are waiting and watching.